Wild Card Line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, this is Terry from San Diego, California.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, mine has to do with earthquakes.
Okay.
And I think that there's going to be a 7 or greater quake in the San Francisco area. But what's going to happen is it's going to be a cascade effect. That one will happen. It'll set off another one around Tom's place. I don't know where that is. I just know that that's where it's around that area. And then closer towards California, or L.A. area.
So like a set of dominoes, California
right.
will go down.
No, it won't go down. It's just going to be a cascade effect. And I don't know if they're going to be bigger or San Francisco will be smaller. But what they're going to find is that a set of faults that they never knew before is deeper than they ever thought.
All right, I've really got to ask, how did this come to you? I mean, that's pretty intriguing. Deep faults never before discovered.
Right.
And a cascading effect.
Deeper than they ever even thought existed.
How did this come to you?
I was in the Sunwar quake in 71.
Yes.
And ever since then, my mother and I both have been on the more sensitive side. We can usually sense when there's one coming, never know where, never know when. But this has been an ongoing thing. It's come in dreams and feelings. And all I know is it'll probably start in San Francisco. It'll work its way down. Like I said, I don't know where this Tom's place is.
Yeah, and where are you again, please?
San Diego.
San Diego. Well, presumably then it could come as far. In fact, somebody called earlier and said San Diego would be floating out in the Pacific somewhere.
I don't see that happening. But I think it's really going to set everybody off kilter because they're going to be so big and they're going to think maybe it's one big one, but it's not. It's a cast domino effect, and they're fault lines that are deeper than what they've ever found before.
So you don't plan to move?
No, I think I'm safe, actually.
Uh-huh. All right, but a lot of Californians are not.
I think there's going to be some major damage.
Got it. All right, number 37 is yours. Thank you very much. 7.0 or greater in the San Francisco area. It'll be very deep. These will be fault lines not previously discovered. That's also very specific. So we're getting a lot of, very interesting predictions this year. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Art. This is Rick. I'm calling from Nashville, listening on 1510 WLAC.
Yes, Rick.
How are you tonight?
I'm well.
My prediction is that a giant, I don't know if you'd call it a flock, or what it'd be called, of bats, will invade the southern United States from Mexico coming through Texas.
Really? Bats invade the U.S.?
Yes.
Wow. This is also a very unusual prediction to make. And from Mexico, huh?
Uh-huh. There's lots of them in Texas. They tend to hang out underneath bridges and... there's a lot of video you can find on the internet of them, but I think that there's going to be an overpopulation this year due to the weather changes, and we're going to see a lot of them coming in. It's going to be...
People are not going to like this.
Well, it'll be bad for the insects, and they might like it after all.
Well, maybe, but people don't much like bats. So if there was an actual invasion from Mexico, I think it would upset a lot of people.
That's right. Hey, what do you do exactly with the predictions? You lock them away? Is that...
Oh, yes. These are set aside in the Bell family vault every year, and we review the predictions. So I can't tell you, of course, it's a secret location, but we have a secure, secret location. Fireproof, waterproof, earthquake-proof, guaranteed.
Do you still have your Geo Metro? Isn't that what you used to have?
I have two of them, sir.
Yeah, and you also have the Trans Am. Do you still have it?
Absolutely.
Okay, I wondered about that. I mean, I've listened to you for years. I haven't heard you talk about them in so long. So.
Well, there's not much to say. They're there, and mainly we haven't had to service them, and that's good. Thank you.
Yeah, all right, thank you.
Right, take care. The little Geo Metros. We drive those probably 95% of the time. And then our other cars, we call them fun cars. You know, when you want to get out and... I probably shouldn't talk about that.